106, 105. Alleluia! Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can count the Lord's mighty deeds, or declare all his praises? Blessed are they who always do just and right. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Rescue me when you deliver them. Let me see the triumph of your faithful. Let me share the joy of your nation and join your people in praising you. We have sinned like our ancestors. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When they were in Egypt, our ancestors had no regard for your wondrous deeds. They forgot the abundance of your love. They rebelled against the Most High by the Sea of Reeds. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the sea, and it dried up. He led them through the deep as on dry land. He saved them from hostility, freeing them from the hand of the enemy. Waters covered their pursuers, and none of them was left alive. Then they believed his promises, and all at once sang his praises. But soon they forgot his works, and did not wait for his counsel. They gave way to wanton craving, and tempted God in the desert. He gave them what they wanted, then sent them a wasting disease. In the camp they grew envious of Moses and Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord. So the earth opened, swallowed Dathan, and buried the company of Abiram. Fire broke out against them, burning up the wicked. They made a calf at Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot their Savior God, who had done great things in Egypt, wonderful works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Sea of Reeds. So he spoke of destroying them, but Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to shield them from destruction. Yet they despised the promised land, for they had no faith in his word. They grumbled in their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he swore to them with his hand raised that he would let them perish in the desert, scatter their descendants among the nations, and disperse them over the lands. They joined the rites of Baal Peor and ate sacrifices to lifeless gods. Their deeds provoked the Lord to anger, and a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague came to an end. This was credited to his uprightness, making him remembered for all ages. Angered by them at Meribah's waters, the Lord took it out on Moses, for the rash words he uttered when they rebelled against God. They dared not destroy the pagans, as the Lord commanded. They mingled with these nations and learned to do as they did. In serving the idols of the pagans, they were trapped into sacrificing children to demons, shedding the innocent blood of their sons and daughters to the idols of Canaan, polluting the country with blood. They defiled themselves by what they did, playing the harlot in their worship. The anger of the Lord grew intense, and he abhorred his inheritance. He handed them over to the nations, and their foes ruled them with arrogance. Brought by the enemy into subjection, they suffered the agony of oppression. He delivered them many a time, but they went on defying him and sinking deeper into their sin. But he heard their cry of affliction and looked on them with compassion. Remembering his covenant, he relented for their sake, because of his great love. He let them be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to you and praise your holy name. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, from eternity to eternity. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord.